inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
It's not quite yet time to harvest our garlic, but we might want to check in on our crop to ensure the best yield this season. And with us on the line with a few tips and hints is Master Gardener Ed Byarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
So we have some garlic that's kind of coming up this month, and it's starting to peak up, getting about a foot at least high. What should we be doing right about now?
Well, one of the key things is keeping it weeded. Garlic has shallow roots, and chickweed and all the other assorted weeds that would like to grow in among it do just fine there because it is a heavy feeder if we fed it well. The weeds grow very well, as does the garlic. So along with other stuff, weed out the garden, help your garlic grow better, bigger, taller, faster. And we are at the early stage of our first part of the harvest of garlic, in that we can be removing from hardneck garlic the scapes which come up in the center of the plant. They come up, and it is a stiff stem upon which a bulbal capsule grows, which would, back long ago when garlic was still reproducing by flowers and seeds, would produce that. Now, instead, it produces little tiny bulblets, which can be used for eating, but can also be used for propagation. They could be planted like seeds later. But if we remove these now, then more of the energy of the plant goes into forming a larger bulb underground, and that's the main thing that we want to do.
Okay, and that sounds a little bit like the deadheading that you've kind of told us about in previous seasons.
It really is. For annual flowers, their whole goal for them is to reproduce, to make seeds, then they die. That's the definition of an annual, grow all in one season. So removing the flowers means that triggers the plant to produce more flowers and try to reproduce. So if you keep doing that during the summer, and that's, again, assuming that you're still feeding the plants, they have enough energy to keep doing that, they will keep making more flowers. So again, that saves energy to go back into the plant. With the garlic bulb, again, that will help the plant produce slightly larger bulbs underground.
Is this something that you need to do with all kinds of garlic?
Well, much store-bought garlic, the kind that you usually find and the varieties that are used to braid garlic, is called softneck. It does not have this. It has even lost this ability to reproduce. And so it does not produce this stiff stem in the center. This thing comes up, and you get to see the little swelling area, which gradually increases in size. It'll grow up to be the size of a small, an inch across, inch and a half across even, a small bulb. And then it's pretty cool to watch if you leave it on there. It will come up straight, and then it slowly will twist. Sometimes it'll make even two curls. And you can see a whole bunch of these looking across the garlic patch. As it continues to mature, it will again uncurl. And that, if you leave a few on, will tell you once it is uncurling to straighten up again, they'll get up to be 5 feet tall with good, healthy garlic. That is one of the indicators that it's time to harvest, pull the whole plant up, and to cure the plant and then clean off the bulb for harvest.
But that's only if you leave it on there. You want to clip it down all the way as close to the base as possible?
Right. You clip it down in above the top, right above the top leaves where this thing emerges. And again, all of this is edible. So this is a tasty green garlic. You can chop it into salads or into stir fry. Make my favorite chimichurri, the chopped garlic with parsley. You can toss in some other herbs also, like oregano is very good, or basil if you're lucky enough to have some. Some salt, put it all in olive oil, and then use that on pasta for cooking, or on top of mashed potatoes and other assorted stuff, or on top of toast. That's great stuff. It's something extra that we get from our garlic when our last year's garlic doesn't store this long. So this is the new fresh garlic for the season, because it's another month or so until we'll actually be harvesting.
And now I expect here, we only have a few seconds left, but now with it being relatively dry now in the first week of July, you're going to give us your regular mantra to water, 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 right?
Not for garlic. If we had that choice, if we can cut off our irrigation now for the last month of its growth, that would be a good thing. In California, they can do that. Here, Mel, we can hope that we might have to water our other crops, but don't water the garlic. And watch as about the bottom three or four sets of leaves turn yellow. That, too, will be the indication around the 1st of August. It's time to pull up our garlic carefully and hang it up in a cool, dry place to dry out, to cure, and then store for next winter.
Okay. Ed Byarsky, thank you.
You're welcome, Matt.
Ed Byarsky is a master gardener, and he joins us every Thursday morning during the spring, summer, and very early fall for Garden Talk here on KTOO Juno.
Pulling weeds and picking
headlines coming up momentarily. Forecast calls for some fog and light rain today.